First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to talk about the fear of flying or lack thereof when it comes to people like me. Do you have a fear of flying at all?
I don't. No, I'm actually really happy to be on a plane. I pretend when we're taking off, I'm the pilot. So I'm right into it. It's one of my, I think my best sights are always a plane taking off or a plane landing.
I have to agree, like 100%. I am a flying buff. I've always enjoyed it. I've always been fascinated by how thousands and thousands of pounds of steel get off the ground the way it does. And the number of flights that go by daily and nothing happens. Maybe I'm just naive. I don't know. But no, I've always enjoyed it. And I have no idea what it's like to feel anxious or scared of flying. And I know people who I have friends of mine who are, and I cannot comprehend it. So I do feel for them. So we're going to try and help them out.
Right. And you know, it's interesting where you say you don't know why they feel that way. So I was looking at into different reasons, and one of them is claustrophobia. So people with claustrophobia often experience a fear of flying due to the confined quarters and a lack of personal space, or you might have a general fear of heights that could lead to a fear of flying, or social or germ phobia. So that often develops a fear because they're forced to spend long periods of time with strangers.
Those all sound like very valid points. And, you know, if you are a nervous flyer, and you've listened to some of the news stories lately about parts falling off aircraft and whistleblowers saying that planes aren't safe, that just adds to the anxiety, doesn't it?
Right. So even though we're in media, sometimes media perpetuates a situation that it does bring it into the forefront. And yeah, there's lots of different train incidents that have happened since January of this year that we can chat about. But yeah, it's always good. I always think information is power. So just, you know, kind of break it down into what really is bugging you and trying to figure out a way to address it.
And I always look at it this way. If there's an incident on an aircraft or anything like that, the best time to, you know, go on an airplane is after that incident, because you're going to be sure that everyone is double checking everything because they don't want that to happen to them. I'm assuming that anyways, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. You know, what you just said is good, because I had a friend that traveled the day after 9/11, and she said it was very much everything was it was being checked and analyzed and rechecked. So it's a lot of things go into making sure that your flight is safe. And safety is first, even though you get annoyed at delays and so on. I think airlines truly have that premise in mind, that they won't fly unless they're 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to try and alleviate some of that fear of flying. We got an article called How to Get Over the Fear of Flying from a Frequent Traveler. And this is from the folks from Travelingual. So we have to give them a bit of a plug. It's travel-lingual.com is their website. So if you want to go on there, there's all kinds of interesting things. One of the first thing that popped into my head, though, was this check a turbulence forecast. I had no idea you could actually do this. So I clicked on a couple of websites, and yeah, you can check for a turbulence forecast.
That's amazing. These forecasters analyze the wind and weather patterns along with your flight path and provide a detailed chart of potential turbulence zones. So if you do this proactively, you can alleviate some of your anxiety by by offering insights of when to expect the turbulence, and keeping in mind that forecasts are subject to change, particularly on longer flights.
Flywithcourage.com is one of them. Turbly.com is another. You just have to Google turbulence forecast and you come up with a couple of sites. So that's one way to kind of alleviate your anxiety before you even get on the plane. But there's other tips as well, right? What you can do.
Right. So avoid caffeine before your flight. It is, as it is known, to elevate your heart rate and potentially, increase your anxiety. So even, and that would include like pop and soda as well. Mm-hmm. So to opting out of caffeine can help your body at ease. And it may intensify feelings of anxiety during your flight. So you might want to look at an alternative like herbal tea, which can contribute to a calmer state of mind. So there's lots of other options. And I think people are getting so health focused that they recognize the effects of caffeine.
See, I like a cup of coffee on the plane.
Oh, do
so
you?
That's not going to work. But then I'm not anxious anyway. So
yeah.
Anyways, what else?
So I actually agree with this one because I do kind of hear different sounds on the plane and thinking, well, what does that mean? Like, because if you don't know where they're coming from. But a lot of these noises are often routine and they indicate the aircraft's normal operation. So maybe you're hearing a ding or a ping or a whoosh. It just simply means that the aircraft has reached 10,000 feet and flight attendants can start their in-flight duties. So it also could mean that it's like a sound could be a communication tool for the flight staff, and mechanical sounds such as the wing adjustment for takeoff and landing are also customary. Talk to your flight crew when they're able to, because they'll give you tips about what you're hearing and explain the turbulence and other factors. Also, aviation specialists are online.
Yeah, and you raise a good point, and they do in this write-up as well. Talk to your flight crew. Like, if you're a nervous flyer, let them know. Mm-hmm. And least they can try and, you know, calm your nerves. They can explain things, and they can keep an eye on you. And maybe the person sitting next to you, if they know that as well, maybe they can help you out. Just those types of things. It doesn't hurt just to say, hey, you know what? I'm a nervous flyer. Help me out here, right?
Yeah, and maybe you want to treat yourself to, and maybe upgrade your seat to an economy or to a premium economy or business, and then you're closer to the front. You can see, you know, you have more specialized or custom attention because it, you know, there's a dedicated flight attendant there. So there's lots of things that you could do.
Mm-hmm. And they do, they suggest things like deep breathing exercises, things that help you relax, visualization, all those types of things that you can do just to alleviate any of that nervousness, right?
Right. And we know we have heard recent stories of a lady that did have a very big anxiety attack on board and tried to open a plane door, which we don't want. So yeah, it's your own benefit and those around you to take control of your situation and try to do whatever you can to manage your flight. Because flying, you just think about it, you're going to a new place, or you're going to go visit friends and family, or you're going to go on a vacation or a cruise. That's happy thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that, it's easy for us to say because we're not nervous flyers. So any kind of logical kind of stuff, I don't think works. Like I can, say all the statistics around safety and all that stuff to someone who's a nervous flyer. They don't care. So I think a little compassion and sort of, you kind of have to help them out. But logic isn't going to work to try and change their mind or alleviate their stress when it comes to flying.
No. You might want to even talk to your doctor about maybe some medication that might relax you.
Anyways, those are a few tips. You can find more information. This is from the folks at Travel Lingual, their website, travel-lingual. There's probably all kinds of other tips. And I think, yeah, if it really is a problem for you, getting some medical advice probably might be good tips as well. Always great to chat. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Great chatting with you, Onanta.
Always with you. Take care.